My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Mitch, can you come in here and take my phone from me? It's lighting up too. I put it on Do Not Disturb. It doesn't help. So you're going to take the phone and put it in the other room because I can't. I have to turn everything off. My phone is blowing up. The Twitter's blowing up.
I don't know if it was losers or dorks that I love
more. I'm so used to this on Browns Monday. I am not used to this on July 31st. This is uncharted waters here. And I had no idea you were going to do that. I had no clue. You're taking swings at Peterlin. You're taking swings at Nick. You're taking swings at fans. You called me. Oh, what's your opinion, Ken? I go, I don't know what to say. I'm so shocked by what you're saying right now. I mean, this is surprising.
Well, I know.
And by the way, I'm not saying to take back what you said. I'm not going to. If you say it, obviously you made it. You're a grown man. Your name's on the show. It's just what you're saying right now is basically so different than what everybody else is saying across the country. And I mean this. Like I mentioned, 97.5, yeah. Our buddy John Kincaid. We look up to him. He's a great man. They are, mad as a Phillies, damn you. Like they don't, like everywhere else, they are mad. You bet. And you're going. Because I'm going, I'm driving home last night. I'm hearing Peterlin. Tone, I'm hearing Peterlin. He's killing him. And I'm going, gosh, what am I not seeing? I'm not that mad. But I know when I go on tomorrow, I'm going to be called the Dolan's water carrier, even though the only thing they've done for me, they bring in hot dogs. Curtis brings in hot dogs. I mean, to be honest with you, there's people in that organization who can't stand us.
They're really good hot dogs.
Their hot dogs are great. Curtis is a wonderful guy.
They're easily bought and sold.
Bob DiBiasio is a wonderful guy. And the guy who lives in the area here, who has a very heavy hand with the organization, doesn't seem to care for us whatsoever. And so there's nothing that tells me that I would butter their bread and say, oh, these things are great. I'm just looking at them for what they are. Can I say that they should be irresponsible? Well, no. I don't know what they had to give in comparison with the Dodgers gave up their third best prospect. Okay. Well, was he already still going to be better than our first best prospect? People can't see me. I'm throwing my arms up right now. Well, like, I don't know.
I said yesterday that I was not going to be surprised at all if they traded Manzardo, right? I wasn't going to be shocked if they traded D. Lauder. But then, you know, just in talking to some people and kind of getting a sense that, you know, just because these prospects are ranked where they are in our farm system and we feel really good about them does not mean at all that other teams like Detroit feel as good. They scout our players too. They scout all the players. So I understand, like, if you're just mad at the Dolans every year, then yeah, the trade deadline's a perfect time to just rip on the Guardians every year. I'm not happy. I'm not happy we don't have resources, but I've done those shows. Guys, that's sports talk radio from 9 years ago. We've done all that. Like, I don't know, that gets boring to me.
Well,
if we want to just call up and talk about how we don't have the same resources as the other teams, that's a baseball problem, and yeah, it's a Dolan problem, but I mean, I've done hundreds of those shows over the years.
But in comparison...
Today, when my team is first place and has the best record in baseball and 6.5 games of the Twins who did nothing and they're financially strapped too, and they were a huge disappointment yesterday at the deadline for a team that certainly could have used pieces and parts, feel better about us than I do them. Like, yeah, I'm not gonna feign the outrage over that. We've had so many of those shows over time.
Well, my issue of it is that there were times that, yes, obviously, and again, I think that Paul Dolan has stuck his foot in his mouth, and I think his brother running for political office and the money they spent on that campaign, I don't care what anybody says, guys, it's a bad look. There's no other way I can say it. It's a bad look for your fan base. Okay, I'm telling you right now, it's a bad look for a non-cap sport. When we're talking about saving every money and cost sensitivity, I don't give a damn what was donated. It's going to be a bad look to the general public. Okay, damn it, that's my opinion on it. But the other part of this is that the Dolans have never been investigated by Major League Baseball for soaking. Okay, they've never been investigated by Major League Baseball for not doing what needs to be done to put a winning product on the field. They've never done that. And my issue is that it's not a defense of the Dolans. It's not that. And even when I say a Major League Baseball...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Thing. That's not an excuse for the Dolans. My thought in theory of it is that, yes, at some point they're going to sell the baseball team and people will get their wishes and the new guy will come in. I'll say David Blitzer. And I said this at the end of the show yesterday. David Blitzer will come in. He might make one splash move. Everybody will go nuts. And then it will be business as baseball usual. I don't think that he's going to hold back on everything and soak it down. I don't think he's going to do that. But I don't think he's going to spend into the red. And the worst thing for Paul Dolan is that you have a cap sport that makes money hand over fist. So they can spend all the money in the world. And they're liquid where they can have all the money for Amari Cooper and all the money for Deshaun Watson and Myles Garrett and everybody else in the bank. And then you have another one who's one of the richest owners in professional sports all around the world, who is willing to spend into the quote-unquote red. And then you have the Dolans, who are just not those guys. But even if you had David Blitzer, even if you had Steve Jobs, even if you had Jeff Bezos, even if you had Elon Musk, think of any rich guy you had, I think they'd run it like a business.
I think, to some extent, I appreciate some of the passion from people who are not getting any younger, who are saying 1948,
that's 1948,
World Series, World Series, World Series. But that's not even really who
that's
I'm
why
talking.
I don't like that.
I'm not even really talking to those people. I'm talking to there's some weird faction. They're like in their upper 20s and 30s, and they're acting like we've never had anything good in Cleveland ever. And this was gonna every year. This is gonna be the only shot ever to win ever again. So we got to go all in because it's easy for them because they don't have to deal with the consequences of if the team is totally out of resources and assets 2 years from now, and they're middling or terrible in the division. Because they've taken for granted we've had such a good organization that we could never possibly be bad. But they don't have to deal with the consequences of that. They'll just ignore it. They'll say, hey, it's good weather. Maybe I'll go to the ballpark, or maybe I'll just go do something else. They don't have to deal with those same consequences that the people running this baseball team have to deal with and are hamstrung by ownership.
They, by all means, cannot afford to be bad. They can all, but it, like, if they were to go in what's quote unquote going all in? What is that? The worst thing that's happened to them this year is that they've always had a good starting rotation. 216-474-0092. If you disagree with any of this, fine, let me hear it. The worst thing that they had going for them this year is that they've always had a good starting rotation. So have they had to trade for starting pitchers a lot? Not really. Not really. So when you have this trade deadline and you need starting pitching, well, it's going to come at a priority. We saw this coming from a mile away in April when they really started to start turning it up there. We saw this coming then. We had the countdown 6 weeks ago, about when the trade deadline was coming up and how these starting pitchers were going to be there. And maybe you were able to do it, but nobody was going to trade with you 6 weeks ago when you had the extra wild card spot. So now you have a premium put on a position that you don't really, and you can go back to Peter Angelo saying you're not going to pay a guy who plays once every 5 days or once a week. So you go back to that principle and you're thinking you're not going to be able to trade for that guy. You're not going to pay on his contract for the future. So that eliminated Blake Snell. He ain't been that great to begin with this year, but he's a name that people recognize. And it's another reason to say the typical thing that we've been saying about the ownership for a long time.
Well, so is that what fans
afford? They have
so
to have a guarantee.
So that's what fans truly want. They just want to win a headline the day after the trade deadline.
Basically,
yeah, I'll admit,
some of them, yes.
Who is it? Who had them losers? Was it The Athletic? The Athletic labeled the Guardians losers.
Yes.
And this show labeled some callers and some fans losers. Everybody's calling everybody losers today. I understand that. You just want big names. You want guys you've heard of. This was not your trade deadline then, man. I mean, look around Major League Baseball. This just wasn't it. I mean, even your boy Smooth Jazz, Mitch, give me all the great things about Smooth Jazz Chisholm.
Did do well last night.
Had a home run the other night, though.
So that's at least your Yankees up
there. That is.
Wow.
There it is.
Okay. Well played.
2 second Yankees.
216-474-0092. If they were to go quote unquote all in, which I don't know what all in looks like this year, right? Maybe all in looks different during the winter meetings that no one really pays attention
probably what
to.
Happened, what the Cardinals were able to do, that probably is considered
and they can afford
more
to go
all
in because that's the only sport that people care about in St. Louis. So they can afford to quote unquote go all in. You cannot tell me they can afford to go all in because if it doesn't work, or you can't tell me that they can't do it because if it doesn't work, no one's going to go to the ballpark and everybody's going to hate you anyway. Okay? The argument that I can get, well, they owe Jose Ramirez more because he signed a smaller deal. All right, I owe you more, but if they're not there to give you more, I can't make those moves. I can't do it. I might not have the wherewithal in my field system because all these young guys are playing, and they've been playing over their heads, and they've been playing really well. So maybe there's not a move to make. 216-474-0092. We'll get to you guys. And, did the Guardians let you down?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.